Hello, and welcome to day 18 of the Empath Challenge. Today's topic is trust. To trust oneself, to trust other people, to trust the world that we live in, those are great ideas and ideally the best way to raise your vibration is to trust. Trust that the world is where it needs to be. Trust you're where you need to be. Trust that the people in your life that no longer belong there are no longer there. To trust that you will have everything you need to have to help you move forward when the time is right and it's the right move. So my biggest thing here is that sometimes we're so insecure and we're so logical and we have such expectations and standards for what trust is, and we're wounded and we approached life not trusting people. I'm not trying to totally change you around 180, 360 degrees. I'm trying to tell you that trust is a tricky word when you approach things not trusting. We tend to create that environment and it's validated. We create what we think. So if we believe somebody's not trusting, that for sure will be happening because we can find a million things that they're doing where they did it wrong and we didn't trust them. And we just created our world. We just created density in a relationship. This is what we're surrounded by. So trust comes into play when we're talking about ourselves, when we're talking about the people in our lives, when we're talking about maybe sometimes organizations, maybe the president, maybe whatever it is, we don't trust, okay? So we throw that word around a lot. For all intents and purposes today, I want you to focus on your trust of yourself. When do you not trust yourself? Why is that the case? And how can you move beyond that to trust what you discern, to trust what you think, to speak it, to say it? I had a lot more I could say on this topic because it's a really big topic. The only other thing I can add is that, you know, people in our lives, people can only be who they are. And depending on what our definition of trusting is, and what we expect, see that expectation word in this conversation here, people may never live up to our expectations. We may set unrealistic expectations in order for us to trust them. So we need to look at what our expectations for trusting someone are. Are those reasonable? And what you're going to find is that, you know, when you can read the energies around you and the people around you, you will trust yourself 100%. And that you just betrayed me or I don't trust you, those people are going to fall away because they don't really serve a purpose other than drama in your life, which doesn't serve anybody. But if you have somebody that, if you really are hung up and struggle with the word trust and trusting people in your life, I would turn the whole thing around and I would say, trust yourself, trust others with certain parts of yourself, but don't go crazy, you know, being devastated by trust. When you can read how much trust you can give somebody, and when you give them trust right up front, when they betray you, they're done. They're done. And the assessment of the betrayal is another part. You just need to know who people are. Once you know who you are and you know who they are, you can almost expect certain things. You won't be betrayed because you'll already know. That's their energy. They have that energy in them. So the point here is, don't take it personally. It's not about you. It's about them. And remove yourself from being in such a vulnerable situation where you're so devastated because you were trusting them. Don't give away trust to people who who don't deserve and will only take advantage of that trust for their own self-centered reasons. So, yes, I said a lot. This is probably the third or fourth recording that I've done on this topic because it's so big. So my challenge to you is to write about the topic trust. Where have you given it away? What is your definition of it? Do you trust yourself? And when have you not trusted yourself? And what people in your life do you need to step back from the trust factor and expect certain behaviors from them without being disappointed that they just betrayed in any way who and what your relationship is about? So I'll leave you with that. All right. Have a great day. Okay. Thank you.